The North Korean government would rather grow its nuclear weapons program than grow its own children.
The United States ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, making clear what she views as the perverse reality of the DPRK's nuclear ambitions in defiance of international law and at the expense of its own people. She said that given the regime's continuing nuclear proliferation and pursuit of long-range missile technology, the Security Council had no choice but to act.
While previous multilateral efforts, including the four previous sanctions resolutions adopted by this council, have undoubtedly made it more difficult for North Korea to advance its weapons programs, the regime continues to plow ahead. That is why the resolution we have just adopted is so much tougher than any prior North Korea resolution, and why it goes further than any sanctions regime in two decades.
Stressing that the resolution had won the backing of 50 UN member states, she outlined the ways in which relentless pressure would now be brought to bear on North Korea's regime. All cargo going in and out of the country will now be inspected. Many key exports like coal, iron and gold will now be limited or banned. And the country will no longer be supplied with aviation fuel. She said all but small arms sales would now be prohibited. But despite the salvo of new sanctions, she added that they were aimed at the rulers of the DPRK, not the ruled.
As these measures make abundantly clear, the purpose of this resolution is not to inflict greater hardship on the people of North Korea, who endure immeasurable suffering under one of the most repressive governments the modern world has ever seen. North Korea continues to show what we have repeatedly said in the Council, that governments that flagrantly violate the human rights in their own people almost always show similar disdain for the international norms that help ensure our shared security.
Crucially, China lent its support to the resolution as the regional superpower with the ability to influence North Korea more than any other state. UN Ambassador Liu Jiyi said that sanctions were not an end in themselves, but a tool to prevent the dangerous nuclear proliferation facing the Korean Peninsula and all neighboring countries. He spoke through an interpreter.
Today's resolution should be a new starting point and a paving stone for a political settlement of the nuclear issue on the Korean Peninsula. History has demonstrated once again that dialogue and negotiations represent the only right way to address the nuclear issue on the peninsula. China urges the parties concerned to push forward negotiations.
And Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin said that although they had backed the unprecedentedly tough resolution, it was important not to let the whole North Korean state go into economic freefall. Again, his words were spoken by a translator.
The resolution we've adopted today should not be used to choke off the North Korean economy. In this connection, we are concerned about the hasty introduction, even before today's resolution was adopted, the introduction of unilateral sanctions against DPRK. All this could have very negative humanitarian consequences.
There was a path for DPRK's leadership to reverse the sanctions and return to the international community if it stepped away from its nuclear path, added Ambassador Churkin. Matthew Wells, United Nations.